好，弟兄姐妹，主日平安！感谢主使用我和大家再次来分享神的话。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. I'm very thankful to share God's words with you.
今天呢，我们来看一个很高兴的题目，就是基督徒的喜乐。
Today we'll be looking at a very happy topic, and that is the joy of Christians.
我们基督徒之间互相祝福的时候，其实最常说的一句话就是“祝你平安，祝你喜乐”。
The most popular greeting among Christians is wishing each other peace and joy.
非基督的朋友，我们写贺卡的时候也经常说祝你笑口常开，祝你开心每一天，祝你阖家欢乐。
Non-Christians also wish each other happiness, lots of laughter in life, family peace and joy in our greeting cards.
其实追求快乐是人之常情，其实每个人都希望我们过得很快乐，没有一个人愿意伤心痛苦。
Pursuit of happiness is human nature. Everyone wants to be happy, and no one wishes for suffering and sorrow.
中国人呢有传统的四大喜事，就是久旱逢甘霖、他乡遇故知、洞房花烛夜、金榜题名时。
In Chinese tradition, there are four major happy events of life: rain after long drought, reconnecting with a good friend in a foreign town.Wedding night and passing an important exam.
吃美食、看电影、升薪加职、唱歌跳舞、买新车、带你的孩子第一次喊爸爸妈妈等等，这些事情其实都可以带给我们很多的快乐。
Other things that bring us joy, are delicious food, watching movies, getting a raise, singing, dancing, new cars, the first time your kids say daddy and mommy, etc.
好，那我们的问题是说。这是圣经里所讲的基督徒的喜乐吗？
Are those the happiness mentioned in the Bible?
基督徒的喜乐和非基督徒的快乐是不是一回事？如果不一样，他们的区别到底在什么地方？
Do Christians and non-Christians have the same kind of happiness? If not, what's the difference?
到底什么才是圣经里所讲的基督徒的喜乐？
What exactly is the joy mentioned in the Bible?
基督徒一定要喜乐吗？基督徒可以悲伤难过吗？
Do Christians have to be happy? Are Christians allowed to be sad?
基督徒如何才能够喜乐呢？
How can Christians be happy?
今天呢，我们就透过圣经的教导来回答这些问题。
We'll be looking for the answers from the Bible today.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你将你宝贵的话语赏赐给我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your valuable words to us.
求真理的圣灵高孩子的口，让孩子所讲的都出自于你。
I pray that the Spirit choose to be with me and that our words is from you.
也求真理的圣灵带领每一位会众的心，有一颗谦卑受的心来预备好领受你的真理。
I pray that the Spirit choose to be with everyone's hearts here and to humble each one of us and to receive your words.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
It is in Jesus Christ's name, Amen.
好，我们首先来看什么是圣经里所讲的基督徒的喜乐。
Let's first look at the joy mentioned in the Bible.
喜乐，单从字面的来看的话，那就是在讲一种欢喜快乐。
Rejoice literally means feeling happy.
在圣经里讲到基督徒或者神的子民快乐的时候，用喜乐这个词；而说到一些恶人高兴的时候，其实也是用喜乐这个词。下面有一个例子。
In the Bible, rejoice is used to describe Christians feeling happy. It is also used to describe the happiness of the wicked. Here's are some examples.
耶利米书第十一章第十五节这样说：“我所亲爱的，既行许多淫乱，圣漏也离了你，你在我殿中做什么呢？你作恶就喜乐。”
Jeremiah 11:15. What is my beloved doing in my temple? As she with many others works out her evil schemes, can the consecrated meat avert your punishment?When you engage in your wickedness, then you rejoice.
所以我们看到说，不管是基督徒还是世人，圣经里，都用喜乐这个词来描述一种开心快乐的情绪。所以，如果要想了解基督徒的喜乐和世人的喜乐有什么不同，我们必须要从属灵的角度才可以分辨得清楚。
The word rejoice can be used to describe the happy emotion experienced by both Christian and non-Christians.In order to differentiate the two kinds of happiness, one must see it from a spiritual point of view.
首先呢，喜乐是神的属性之一。 历代志上第十六章第二十七节这样说，有尊荣和威严在他面前，有能力和喜乐在他圣所。
Rejoice is a characteristic of God. 1 Chronicles 16:27, Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his place.
约翰福音十五章第十一节这样说，这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。这是主耶稣基督在最后的晚餐之后对门徒的一个安慰。
John 15:11, I have told you this, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. These are the words of comfort from Jesus Christ to his disciple at Last Supper.
加拉太书第五章第二十二到二十三节说，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
Galatians 5:22-23.But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law.
这些经文告诉我们说，喜乐是三位一体的真神的一个属性。神是喜乐的神，也是喜乐的源泉。
This verse shows us that the joy is a characteristic of this one and only true God of the Trinity. God is joyful God, and He is also the source of joy.
神按照自己的形象造了我们人，也把喜乐这样的一个属性赐给了我们，目的是要我们来享受与神同在的这样一种喜乐。
God created man in His image, and He also gave man the characteristic of joy in order for him to enjoy God's company.
但是当人犯罪以后，来自神的形象被亏损，也包括从神来的喜乐。
But after man sinned, the image from God was tarnished, and so did the joy from God.
创世纪三章第八到十节说，天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走，那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中躲避耶和华的面。耶和华呼唤那人对他说，你在哪里？他说，我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身裸体，我便藏了。
Genesis 3:8-10, Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool day, and then they hid from the Lord God among the trees in the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, Where are you? He answered, I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid.
这段看似很平淡的经文其实蕴含了一个非常可怕的巨变。当犯罪之后，亚当第一次有了害怕的感觉。
This seemingly calm passage hides a scary reality. Adam has sinned, and he felt fear for the very first time.
圣经讲到说，他听见神的声音就害怕，而在此之前，他一直是和神和睦同居，充满喜乐。那时候他不知道什么是害怕。
He was afraid to hear God's voice. Before that, he never felt fear, and he was living a happy and harmonious life with God.
现在我们几乎每天都生活在恐惧和担忧之中，所以我们对害怕的感觉丝毫不感到陌生。
Today, we constantly live in fear, and we are not stranger to fear.
但是对那个时候的亚当而言，这是他第一次有害怕的感觉，也是他第一次在情绪上有了一个负面的体验。其实这也表明他失去了神原来给他的那种喜乐。
Unlike us, Adam experienced fear and a negative emotion for the very first time. It is obvious that he had lost his joy from God.
所以说，人犯罪的后果之一便是失去了来自神的喜乐。虽然一时的满足可以暂时的带给我们肉体和心情的一些愉悦。但这已经不再是最初那种来自神的喜乐。
The loss of joy from God is one of the consequences of sin. Even though temporary satisfaction can make our body and mind feel good, it is no longer the original joy from God.
但是我们基督徒当因信耶稣基督，靠着圣灵的重生而成了一个新造的人，重新恢复了神儿女的身份的时候，也就重新获得了神的属性和性情。
When Christians receive new life from the Holy Spirit after believing Jesus Christ, they restore the identity of children of God and regain God's image.
所以说喜乐也是我们基督徒的一种属性，所以从这个角度来说，基督徒一定要喜乐，必须要喜乐，因为我们是神的儿女，我们有神喜乐的这样一个属性。
Joy is one of God's qualities. From this point of view, Christians must rejoice because Christians are children of God and thus have God's image.
也正因为喜乐是神的属性，所以神是喜乐的源头，我们的喜乐也只能够从神而来，靠神而来。
Since in God's qualities there is joy, God is the source of joy. Our joy only comes from God.
第二，喜乐是神向我们所定的旨意之一。
Second, to rejoice is God's will for us.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章第十六到十八节说，要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
First Thessalonians 5:16-18, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
这节经文讲了三件事，是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意，常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩。第一件事就是要常常喜乐。
This passage teaches three things that are God's will for us. Rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. The first thing is to rejoice always.
这里面有几个关键词需要我们来注意。第一个关键词就是神所定的旨意。
We need to pay attention to some key phrases. First is God's will.
当我们谈到神的旨意的时候，至少提醒我们有三件事情。
Three points to remember when we think about God's will.
第一是从神的地位来说，神是我们的父，我们的主，我们是神的儿女，神的仆人，所以我们有责任，有义务，无条件的去顺服和执行神的旨意。
First, God's identity. God is our Father, our Lord. We are His children, His servants. We have the responsibility to obey God unconditionally.
第二就是神爱的属性，神是爱。当神让我们去做一件事情的时候，一定是对我们有益处的。神给我们的每一个旨意，也都是因为他爱我们的缘故。
Second, God is love. Everything God wants us to do is beneficial to us. God's every will for us is out of His love.
第三是从神的能力，神所命定的旨意一定会实现的。
Three, God's power. God's will always come true.
神会赐下能力来保证我们可以完成神的旨意。神不像我们生活中的一些老板一样，他只会吩咐你要做的事情，而剩下的事情要全部靠你自己去努力。
God will provide us ability to help us follow His will. God is not like your boss, who only orders you around without helping you. God always works with us.
神会帮助我们来完成神的旨意，只要我们完全信服神，神的旨意就一定可以在我们身上成就。
God always works with us, helping us to finish His will. If we trust and obey, God's will will come true in us.
第二关键词是在基督耶稣里，神的旨意是要靠着耶稣基督才能够显明出来。
The second key phrase is in Christ Jesus. God's will manifests in Jesus Christ.
这些旨意的成就也要靠着耶稣基督的救赎和耶稣基督的同在才能够实现。我们也必须要在耶稣基督里领受那种使我们能够实现神的旨意的动力和能力，才能够实现神的旨意。
And through Jesus Christ, His will comes true. We must receive the desire and capacity from Jesus to carry out God's will.
第三个关键词是常常喜乐。
The third joy is a Another key phrase is always.
这里的讲常常，它和经常不同。我们一周说有七天，里面有六天喜乐，我们可以称为经常喜乐，但这不是常常的喜乐。
Always is not often. 6 days in a week is considered often, but it's not always.
常常是它是在指一种持续的、不间断的一种状态，所以常常喜乐就是在讲说是一直喜乐、持续的喜乐、不间断的喜乐。
Always is a constant, non-stop state. Rejoice always is rejoice continuously without stopping.
但是在我们生活中，其实我们遇到的每一件事情，并不是每都是让我们快乐的。其实很多事情都是让我们经常感到忧伤和悲痛的。
However, not everything in life makes us happy. Many things make us worry and sad.
但是神让我们必须要常常的喜乐。如果我们要看临到我们的事情是否高兴，我们才喜乐，那我们注定就不能够常常喜乐，反而会常常的忧愁。
Even then, God wants us to rejoice always. But if we depend on things that happen in our life, we surely will be troubled quite often instead of rejoicing always.
相反，如果我们凡事都靠主，我们的喜乐才会不依赖于环境，就可以做到在耶稣基督里常常喜乐。
On the other hand, we trust in the Lord. We will not depend on the circumstance to rejoice. will be able to rejoice always.
第三，喜乐是圣灵所结的果子。
Three, joy is a fruit of the Spirit.
加拉太书五章二十二到二十三节说，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
Galatians 5:22-23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there's no law.
主耶稣曾经说过，说什么树就结什么果子，从所结的果子就可以看出说这棵树是一个好树还是坏树。
Jesus Christ once said that good trees bear good fruits and bad trees bear bad fruits, for a tree is recognized by its fruit.
当一棵树没有结果子的时候，其实你是很难认出这是一棵什么树的。但是当结了果子之后，我们一眼就可以看出这是一棵什么样的树。
When a tree bears no fruit, it's difficult to tell what kind of tree it is. If it bears fruit, then we can tell right away.
我们当看到一棵树上哪怕只结出了一个很小的苹果，我们也可以马上断定说这是一棵苹果树。所以说什么树就结什么果子，果子是树它的内在的生命的一种外在的显露。
Even a small apple growing on the tree makes it certain that it is an apple tree. Good tree bears good fruit, and fruit is the outward manifestation of its inner spiritual life.
而我们基督徒的生命是从圣灵重生而来的一个新的生命，所以圣灵所结的果子就是圣灵在我们基督徒生命里面中运行，改变我们内在的生命之后的一种外在的体现。
Christian's new life is a rebirth in Holy Spirit. The fruit of Spirit is the outward manifestation of Christian's changed life resulting from the work of the Spirit.
这里的果子是单数，也就是说圣灵所结的果子是一个，但是这个果子具有九个不可分割缺一不可的属性。
The word fruit is singular. In another word, there is only one fruit of the Spirit, but with nine inseparable, indispensable qualities.
我们可以称之为一果九味，少了其中的任何一种味道都不是一个完美的果子，而喜乐就是圣灵所结的果子里面的味道之一。
It's a fruit with nine flavors. Miss one flavor will make it imperfect.Joy is one flavor of the fruit of the Spirit.
所以说喜乐是一个每一个属神的人他所具有的一种属灵的品格，是属神的人由内而外流露出来的一种生命的气息。
Therefore, joy is a spiritual quality of God's people, the manifestation of their life, the fruit of the Spirit, and the work of the Spirit.
这是圣灵在我们身体里面工作的结果。
It's the work of the Spirit.
基督的喜乐不是指乐天派所具有的那种乐观的生活态度，而是属神的新生命所特有的一种品质，是内在的生命由内而外的一种彰显，所以它不依赖于环境。
The joy of Christian is not optimism, but a special quality belonging to new life in God. It is a manifestation of one's inner life, independent of the environment.
但是世人的快乐它是外加的，是环境影响的结果，所以它依赖于环境。
The worldly happiness is from the environment and is affected by the environment.
所以这是基督徒的喜乐和世人的快乐最大的区别之处。二者的区别就像一朵花，它能够自己发出芬芳，而我和我们所使用香水之后所散发出那种香味的区别。
This is the difference of the joy of Christians and that of the world.The difference is like the fragrance from the flower itself and that from the use of perfume.
第四，喜乐是神国的药物。
Four, joy is an important work of God's kingdom.
罗马书十四章十七到十八节说，神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。在这几样事上服侍基督的，就为神所喜悦，又为人所称许。
Romans 14:17-18. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Because anyone who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and receives human approval.
在神的国里面吃什么喝什么，并且相关的这种各种的礼仪并不重要，重要的是要做三件事情，就是公义、和平和圣灵中的喜乐。
In God's kingdom, eating and drinking is not important. What is important are righteousness, peace and joy.
并且这三件事情不仅仅是基督徒个人的事情，而是可以用来服侍主基督，并且为神所喜悦和为人所称许。
These three things are not just personal matter, but are for serving Lord and are pleasing to God and praised by men.
正如 C.S. Lewis 所说，喜乐是天堂的药物。
According to C.S. Lewis, joy is the serious business of heaven.
所以我们说喜乐是基督徒在神的国度里面要做的最重要的事情之一。我们既然是神国的子民，我们就应当尽神国子民的义务，所以我们一定要喜乐。
Therefore, rejoicing is an important thing for Christians to do in God's kingdom. We are God's people and we ought to fulfill our responsibility. We need to rejoice.
这些经文还告诉我们说，喜乐不仅仅是我们自己享受得益处，并且还可以用来服侍主。这是一个非常特别的一个观念。
Rejoice is not for personal pleasure and benefit, but for serving the Lord. This is a unique concept.
因为当我们提到服侍主的时候，我们首先所想到的是我们要付出，我们要牺牲，是一件很辛苦的事情。
Serving the Lord reminds us giving, sacrifice, and hard work.
但这里讲到说，我们的喜乐也是服侍主的一种方式，也就是当我们在圣灵中的欢喜快乐，就是在服侍主。
But here it says rejoicing is one way to serve the Lord. We serve the Lord when we rejoice in Christ.
也就是服侍主不仅仅是指说我们要去为主做工，而当我们按照神的心意去生活，去活出神的形象来的时候，不让神担忧，不让圣灵担忧，这本身也是在服侍主。
In other words, serving the Lord is not just to work. When we live according to God's will and we live out His image without grieving the Holy Spirit of God,We are also serving the Lord.
这经文还告诉我们一点，说喜乐是一件要做的事情，也就是说喜乐它不是在讲一种形容词，更是一种动词，是一种行动，我们需要去主动去做，去喜乐，而不是坐在那里被动的等待喜乐。
This passage also points out that to rejoice in action is not an adjective, but a verb. It's active. To rejoice is not just sitting and waiting passively for joy.
刚才我们从属灵的角度来看了圣经里所讲的基督徒的喜乐是什么，我们再来复习一下。
Let's review what I've learned from about spiritual joy from the Bible.
第一呢，喜乐是神的属性，也是我们基督徒的属性。
Joy is God's quality and that of a Christian.
第二，喜乐是神因为爱我们的缘故向我们所定的旨意，我们必须要去成就神的旨意。
Second, joy is God's loving will for us. We must fulfill God's will.
第三，喜乐是圣灵所结的果子，是基督徒内在新生命的一种表现，它不依赖于环境。
Three, joy is fruit of the Spirit. It is manifested in Christians' new life, independent of the environment.
第四，喜乐是神国的药物，是神国子民必须要做的一件事情。
Four, joy is important business in God's kingdom. It is something God's people must do.
我们刚才从正面看了圣经里所讲的基督徒的喜乐是什么，有了正面的作为对照，我们再从反面来看基督徒的喜乐不是什么，而这些所不是的也经常是我们对喜乐的一些错误的认识。
We have learned from the Bible what Christian joy is. With the biblical definition in mind, let's see what Christian joy is not. Usually those are the myths about joy.
第一，喜乐不是享乐。
First, joy is not enjoyment.
许多人的生活非常的丰富多彩，过得很开心，其实在享乐的时候也确实有快乐的感受，但是这些感受都是一时的，过后仍然毫无喜乐。
Many people's life is full of entertainment. They do feel happiness when entertained. However, the happiness is temporary and will soon pass.
很多人看上去一无所缺，但是却没有喜乐。
Many people seem to have everything, but they are never happy.
就是在这个提倡满足个人的肉体感官的时代里边，人们总是在盲目的不停的追求各样的享乐刺激，像包括美食，像你的物质享受、性爱、毒品、酒精、赌博、娱乐等等。
In this generation, when people advocate physical satisfaction, they pursue blindly every kind of enjoyment and excitement, such as fine foods, material things, sex, drug, alcohol, gambling, etc.
其实这也恰恰反映出世人缺乏喜乐，他没有平安，需要去靠这些东西来去填满他内心的空虚，和试图忘记生活中各样的不快乐。
This perfectly reflects that people have no joy and peace in them, and they need enjoyment to fulfill the emptiness in their heart so that they can forget about the disappointment in life.
但这些是享乐，不是基督徒的喜乐。喜乐和享乐是两件不同的事情。
But those are not the joy of Christians. Joy and enjoyments are not the same.
保罗在监狱中的时候，他没有什么乐可以享，每天还处在死亡的威胁之下，但是他却十分的喜乐。
Paul has no enjoyment in jail, but he was very joyful even faced with the death threats.
基督徒可以有喜乐而不享乐，世人可以享乐而没有喜乐，所以两者之间并没有必然的关系。
Christian can have joy without enjoyment, but the worldly people have no joy, even with enjoyment. There is no correlation between the two.
所罗门王他享尽了人世间的奢华、权势和快乐，但是最后感到的却是虚空和无奈。如果没有神，一切的荣华富贵到头来不过是捕风。当你张开双手的时候，其实两手空空。
King Solomon has enjoyed worldly luxury, power, and happiness, but still felt empty at the end. All the glory, wealth, and indulgence turn out to be chasing wind and empty-handed at the end.
所以说，属世界的享乐绝对不是，也根本无法和神来的喜乐相比。也只有从神来的喜乐，才能够带给人真正的、永远的满足和快乐。
Worldly enjoyment will never be comparable to the joy from God. Only the latter bring people true satisfaction and happiness that lasts forever.
第二，喜乐不是一种开朗的性格。
Second, joy is not a delightful personality.
喜乐的人不一定是一个性格开朗的乐天派，他幽默有趣，总能够在聚会中逗人笑，然后专门带动气氛时。众人很兴高采烈的那种人。
A joyful person is not someone with a delightful and humorous personality who can also make people laugh, entertain others, and be the life in a party.
我们知道说有些基督徒确实是这样的人，但是还有很多基督徒不是这样的人，他可能一辈子也变不成这样的人，就像我。
Some Christians are this kind of people, but many are not and will never be just like me.
这不过是一个性格问题，像是和喜乐无关。
So this is just personality differences and nothing to do with joy.
所以一个性格开朗而外向的人，他可能从来没有尝过喜乐的滋味，他那种很灿烂的笑容下面，可能掩藏的是内心里面的愁苦。
So an outgoing extroverted person could possibly never feel joy. Underneath his smile could be a sad heart.
而一个内向而且看上去很严肃的人，他心里面可以是充满喜乐。
On the other hand, an introverted, serious person can have overflow joy within him.
其实无论一个人的性格、个性如何不同，但是在主里的喜乐都是每一个基督徒可以拥有，也是一定能拥有的。因为我们这种喜乐是来自于神，是我们新生命的一种特质，而不是我们的性格所带给我们的。
Regardless of the differences in personalities, every Christian can have the joy in Christ for certain. This kind of joy is from God and not from our personalities. It is a special trait of a life reborn.
喜乐不代表一定是无忧无虑的。
Joy is not worry-free.
基督徒应该是喜乐的，但是在我们的现实生活中，我们并非是无忧无虑一直喜乐的，因为我们生活在一个充满了罪恶和一个堕落的世界之中。
Christians should be joyful, yet we still have worries in life because the sinful world that we live in.
虽然我们是喜乐的，我们依然要面对生活中各样的罪恶、各样的困难和挑战，也会有情绪的反应。
Although we are joyful, we still have emotional reaction when faced with iniquity and challenge.
一个有罪的世界里面的喜乐必定是不完全的，我们的不喜乐有时候是别人的罪所带给我们的，而有时候也是我们自己犯罪的结果。
In a sinful world, the joy is not complete. It is a result of sin from others as well as our own.
一个喜乐的人也会悲伤流泪，就像主耶稣基督当看到玛利亚因为拉撒路死了之后所痛哭的时候，他也会跟着悲伤，耶稣也会为圣殿和耶路撒冷城将会被毁而哀哭。
A joyful person can grieve and cry like Lord Jesus Christ, who cried along with Mary for Lazarus' death. Jesus also wept for the ruin of Jerusalem and the temple.
一个喜乐的人也会忧伤和怜悯，正如主耶稣看到人们困苦流离，像羊没有牧人那样之后很忧伤。
A joyful person can be empathetic and feel sorrow. Jesus was moved with compassion when he saw the crowd harassed and helpless like sheep without shepherd.
喜乐的人也可能会发怒，正如主看见那些在圣殿做买卖的人之后的反应。
A joyful person can get angry too, just as Jesus' reaction to people doing business in the temple court.
所以基督徒不是冷血动物，我们也有正常的情绪反应。当我们在生活中遇到不顺利的事情或者犯罪的事情，也会有暂时的负面的情绪反应。
Unlike cold-blooded animals, Christians have emotions too. We also will have negative feelings when faced with adversity and iniquity.
约翰福音第十六章第三十三节说：“我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了这世界。”
John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world.
因为有主所应许的平安，基督徒的伤心和忧愁都是暂时的。
Because of the peace given from the Lord, a Christian's sorrow and distress are temporary.
不是那种因为没有指望、没有盼望的伤心欲绝，整天愁眉不展、唉声叹气，整天愤愤不平、怨天尤人，或者总是轻易的就发怒。
Christian sorrow is different from the hopeless despair that makes one depressed, mourning and groaning, indignant, full of resentment.
我们有盼望，有神所赐的出人意料的平安，有神宝贵的应许，有不能够被人所夺去的喜乐。所以，我们即使有忧愁，也是暂时的。神所赐的平安和喜乐，又会很快的充满我们。
We have hope, peace of God, which transcends all understanding.His promise and joy that cannot be taken away. Even our sorrow is temporary, and it will be replaced by God's peace and joy.
喜乐不只是一个特别的时刻，而是我们生命的一种常态。
Joy is not for a special moment, but it's a lifetime status quo.
基督徒，我们要常常的喜乐，常常是在指一种持续的、不间断的一种状态。
The Bible teaches us to be joyful always. Always means continuous and non-stop.
在一些很特别高兴的时刻，比如说我们看到有人受尽归主，我们当然要欢喜雀跃，要大大的喜乐。
At some special occasion, for example, baptism, we obviously are overjoyed.
但是我们不能理解说，只有在这些特定的场合，基督徒才是喜乐的。我们前面所看到的基督徒的喜乐，它是一种新生命的特质，是神儿女的性情。
However, Christians should not just be joyous at some particular occasions. As mentioned earlier, joy of Christian is a characteristic of a new life, a characteristic belonging to God's children.
即使是非常平淡的生活，看上去好像没有说特别高兴的事情，但是基督徒也是要喜乐的，因为我们的生命本身就是喜乐的生命，因为我们是属神的，喜乐是我们的属性。
Even in an ordinary life without any particular celebration,Christians are joyful. Our life itself is a joy because we belong to God, and joy is the quality of God.
所以说，基督徒生命的常态应该是喜乐的，要在我们每天的生活中，我们的每分每秒钟都能够活出喜乐来，以至于在困境中或者在患难中，我们依然可以保持喜乐。
Therefore, joy should be a lifetime status quo of Christian, and it should be manifested in every moment of life. It should also be manifested during trial.
第五，喜乐它不依赖于外在的环境。
Five, joy does not depend on the environment.
就世人的快乐，它完全来自于外界的刺激。当让人开心的事情发生的时候，就带给人快乐的心情。
People rely on the environment stimulation for their happiness. When things go well, one is delightful.
而基督的喜乐却是由内在的新生命所散发出来的一种新生命的特质，它不依赖于外界的环境。
However, Christian's joy is from the reborn life within, independent of the environment.
基督徒的喜乐和世人的快乐最大的区别，它不在于说当我们面对让人开心的事情的时候，而是在面对逆境，面对那些本来让人应该伤心难过的事情的时候。
There is time when one can easily see the difference between a Christian's joy and people's happiness. It's not during happy moments when things all go your way.It's actually when life is full of trials and sorrows.
就是在世人看来说，基督徒应该是一群没有喜乐的人，因为基督徒要面对比世人更多的苦难，因为邪灵和魔鬼会攻击基督徒，并且由于信仰的缘故，基督徒还有很多的限制，做事情要符合圣经的教导，不能够像世人那样为所欲为，可以享受最终之乐。
The world often view Christians as unhappy people because Christians have to face more trials due to the attack of Satan, and it's also because Christians have to follow more rules, abiding by biblical teaching. They can't do whatever they please and to indulge in sin.
但是基督徒却有比世人更多的喜乐，因为基督的喜乐不是从世界来的，也不是从所拥有的东西而来的，而是从爱我们的神而来的。
However, Christians actually have more joy because the joy is not from the world, not from material possessions like houses, car, achievement, social status, etc. It's from God who loves us.
世人以为喜乐是一种靠自己的努力可以追求得到的东西。
People consider joy is something that one can pursue with one's own effort.
但是基督的喜乐不是用人的方法可以追求得到的，基督的喜乐是神的恩典，是神在耶稣基督里所赐给我们的。
However, one cannot obtain the joy of a Christian through his own effort. The joy of a Christian is God's grace, given only by God in Jesus Christ.
只有从神才可以得到基督的喜乐，它是一种生生命的特质，是内在的，不是外面所加给的，所以它不依赖于外界的环境。
It's a characteristic of a new life. It's from within, not from outside, and independent of the environment.
哥林多后书十二章九到十节说：“所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力庇护我。我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、急难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。”
Corinthians 12:9-10. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. This is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardship, in persecution, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I'm strong.
保罗在宣教的日子里面，他受尽了各样的逼迫和凌辱，经常处于非常危险的困境中。但是保罗却为主的缘故以之为可喜乐的，所以保罗让我们看到了一种不依赖于环境的那种喜乐。
During Paul's mission trips, he experienced various persecution and insults, living in danger and harsh environment, yet he delights for the sake of Christ. Paul has shown us the joy that does not rely on the environment.
雅各书一章二节说：“我的弟兄们，你们落在百般的试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。”
James chapter 1 verse 2. Consider it pure joy, my brother and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds.
雅各书一开头就劝勉基督徒在面对各样的试炼的时候要喜乐，并且是大喜乐，所以英文翻译为 pure joy.
Start from the very beginning, the book of James has told us to have joy in various kinds of trials, not just joy, but pure joy.
这里更强调的是喜乐的那种纯度，是一种完全的喜乐，没有掺到任何的杂质，没有任何的勉强和忧虑，而是完全发自内心的那种喜乐。
It emphasizes on the purity of joy. It is a pure joy without contamination of reluctance and worries. It's pure joy from the heart.
在哈巴谷书三章第十七节到十九节说，虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。主耶和华是我的力量，他是我的脚，快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。
Habakkuk 3:17-19. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vine, though the olive crops fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen.And no cattle in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights.
在这里，先知哈巴谷用诗的语言来描绘了一个特别倒霉的人。他赖以生存的各样的资源都没有了， 生活走到了绝路。
Prophet Habakkuk uses this poem to describe a person facing an awful misfortune. He has lost his living possessions and his life is in despair.
但是他依然喜乐，因为他知道神与他同在，是他最大的依靠和力量。他的喜乐来自于神，而不是外面的环境。
Yet he's still joyful because he knows God is with him and he can trust in the Lord and regain strength from him.
所以这是正是基督徒的喜乐，和世人完全不一样的喜乐。
This is the joy of a Christian, a different kind of joy from the world.
好，那么基督徒如何才能够常常喜乐呢？
So how can Christians rejoice always?
第一就是要倚靠主。保罗在腓立比书里面三次提到了要靠主喜乐。
First, rejoice in the Lord. Paul has mentioned three times.How to rejoice in the Lord.
腓立比书三章一节说，弟兄们，我还有话说，你们要靠主喜乐。我把这话写给你们，与我并不为难，与你们却是妥当。
Philippians 3:1. Further, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same thing to you again, and it is a safeguard for you.
第四章第四节说，你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。
4:4 Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice.
第四章第十节再次说，我靠主大大的喜乐。
4:10 I rejoice greatly in the Lord.
这是保罗他自己属灵的经验，是他与主同行，亲身经历主的切身的体会。
This is Paul's experience in the Lord, his journey with the Lord.
世界上一切的事情变幻无常，如果说我们的喜乐如果是建立在这个世界的基础之上，我们的喜乐也必定是变幻无常，不可能常常的喜乐。
Everything in the world changes. If we rejoice in the world, then our joy will come and go, and it's impossible to rejoice always.
所以只有倚靠亘古不变的主，只有在主里面我们才能够常常喜乐，因为主才是喜乐的源泉。
Only by trusting in the forever-lasting Lord can we rejoice always, because the Lord is the source of joy.
约翰福音第十五章十到十一节说，你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，就常在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
John 15:10-11 If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love.Just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in His love, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete.
靠主就是倚靠主，顺服主，活在主里面。所以表现出来就是接受主的救恩，遵守主的命令，顺服主的主权。
Trusting in the Lord means obeying the Lord. Living in the Lord's presence and is accepting Lord's salvation.Obeying Lord's commands, obeying the Lord's authority.
所以主耶稣基督教导门徒说，要想从主那里得到满足的喜乐，必须要遵守主的命令，活在主的爱里。
So Jesus told his disciples that in order for one's joy to be complete, he has to obey the Lord's commands and remain in His love.
所以基督徒的喜乐完全源自于与主耶稣基督的关系。首先是靠着耶稣基督的救恩，我们能够从圣灵重生。成为新造的人，有了新的地位和新的生命，成为神的儿女，然后又把我们的新生命和主耶稣基督连结，和喜乐的源头连在一起。我们顺服主的带领，遵守主的命令，能够活在主的爱里面，从主那里才能得到满足的喜乐。
A Christian's joy is absolutely the result from the relationship with Jesus Christ. First, one gets reborn in the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ into a new person.A new life and a new identity as child of God. Next, one connects his new life with Jesus Christ, who is a source of joy, trusting and obeying the Lord's commands. Remain in his love. Only the joy from the Lord makes one's joy complete.
第二是我们要倚靠圣灵。加拉太书第五章二十二到二十三节。讲到说圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
Second, rejoice in the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:22-23 But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law.
罗马书十四章第十七到十八节，这节我们刚才已经读过了，我们就不重复了。帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第六节说，并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐，领受真道，就效法我们，也效法了主。
First Thessalonians 1:6, you also became imitators of us and of the Lord, having received a world in much tribulation with joy of the Holy Spirit.
所以圣经里面多次提到说，喜乐是圣灵所赐的，是圣灵的工作和能力的结果，也是圣灵在我们生命里面运行所结出的果子。
In various places of the Bible, it is mentioned that joy is from the Spirit. It is a work and power of the Spirit. It is a fruit of Spirit working in our life.
所以喜乐的秘诀之二就是要依靠圣灵的能力来顺服圣灵的带领，才能得到真正的喜乐。
The secret number two of true joy is to trust in the power of the Spirit and to obey its guidance.
就是很多的时候，尤其是在困境中的时候，如果靠我们自己，靠着肉体，是不可能有喜乐的。
Many occasions, especially during tribulation, it's impossible for us to have joy when we rely on ourselves, mere flesh.
顺从我们的肉体，我们只能够像世人那样，经常的沮丧、失望、愁苦、抱怨，没有喜乐。
Obeying our flesh can only result in depressions, disappointment, worries, complaints, distress.
所以我们要学习不顺从肉体，不看环境，而是顺从圣灵的引领，聆听圣灵的声音。去寻求圣灵的帮助，支取圣灵的能力，我们就可以胜过环境，常常喜乐。
We have to learn how to trust in our own flesh or rely on the environment. Instead, obeying in the guidance of the Spirit, listening to the Spirit's calling, seeking His help and power can help us overcome the environment and rejoice always.
其实圣灵就住在我们里边，是我们随时的指导和帮助。
Spirit is within us. It's our help.
我们需要在日常生活中，借着每天的读经和祷告，养成和圣灵交通的习惯，对圣灵的提醒能够有一颗敏感的心，并且能够完全顺服圣灵的带领。我们要学习，圣灵就住在我们里边，是我们随时的帮助和指导。我们要在日常的生活中，借着每天的读经和祷告，养成圣灵交通的习惯，对圣灵的提醒保持一颗敏感的心，并且完全顺服圣灵的带领。
Okay, so Holy Spirit is our guidance, our help. Then we need to have through our daily devotions, and we obey in the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
第三就是圣灵，喜乐需要我们每天的操练。
Three, joy through trial. Joy is a characteristic of the new life. Wait, sorry.
喜乐是靠着信。喜乐是靠着圣灵重生的新生命的一个特质，并不是我们与生俱来的。
Joy is a characteristic of the new life born. Holy Spirit is not what we have by nature.
在信主之前，我们没有神的喜乐，也不知道什么是神的喜乐。
Before we accept Jesus Christ, we have no joy of God and know nothing about it.
就是很多基督徒抱着一个很美好的幻想，就是说以为我们成为基督徒之后呢，我们就自然可以成为一个天天充满喜乐的人。
Many Christians have an unrealistic experience that starting the day of being Christian, that we will automatically rejoice always.
但是在基督徒真实的生命经验中，事实并非如此。我们时常有悲观失望的时候，没有平安，没有喜乐。我们也很容易从喜乐的顶峰一下子就跌到忧伤的谷底。我们有时候有喜乐，但是做不到经常的喜乐。
However, in reality, Christians can be pessimistic, disappointed, without peace, joy from time to time. Christians can also easily fall from the top of the mountain of joy down to rock bottom. We have joy, but not always.
和基督徒在基督里面的新生命，它有一个从小到大的成长的过程，要从属灵的婴孩逐渐长大成人，最后满有基督长成的身量。
The Christian life is a growing process from spiritual baby to mature adult, even grown to the measure of the stature which belongs to fullness of Christ.
所以如同肉体的生命一样，属灵生命的成长也需要一个不断操练的过程，在操练的中，生命才会健康成长，逐渐长大。
Like human life, spiritual life also needs training in order to grow stronger.
喜乐作为圣灵所赐新生命的一部分，自然也需要不断的操练。在生活中，我们遇到的各样的挫折和困境，甚至是患难，在世人看来是灾难，但是对于属神的而言，却是帮助我们属灵的生命不断成长的一种祝福。
Being part of spiritual life, joy also needs training. The challenge and trials we face in life.Might be disaster to the world. Yet to God's people, they are a blessing which help our spiritual life to grow.
彼得前书一章六到九节说：“因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。”如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们的信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
1 Peter 1:6-9 In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found in result in praise.And glory and honor, and the revelation of Jesus Christ. And though you have not seen him, you loved him. And though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as the outcome of your faith of salvation of your souls.
所以这里圣经教导我们，处在百般的试炼中的时候，虽然有暂时的忧愁，但是借着试炼，我们可以操练我们的信心，也因着对主的信心。我们就可以得到从主而来的满有荣光的大喜乐。
This passage teaches that during trials we will be temporary sorrow, but through trials we build up our faith in the Lord. This faith will allow us to rejoice greatly in His glory.
当保罗在宣教的旅途中，他屡屡遭受逼迫和患难，他正是在这种不停止的操练中，学会了忧患和喜乐并存，成为一个真正的喜乐的人。
Faced persecution and tribulation during his mission trips. The ongoing trials taught him to have joy in distress, to be a joyful person.
他在受逼迫的时候是喜乐的，在众叛亲离的时候也是喜乐的。当他受到抵挡的时候喜乐的，在他饥饿的时候也是喜乐的。当他被鞭打的时候是喜乐的，当他所求的没有得到应许的时候还是喜乐的。甚至当泡在监狱中，要面对随时可能都会来的殉道，依然是喜乐的。
He rejoiced in the face of oppression, betrayal, resistance, hunger, flogging, unanswered prayers, even during prison facing possible martyrdom.
所以喜乐它是一个行动，需要我们主动去做的一件事情，不是坐在那里等待享受。
To rejoice is an action which needs active participation, not passive enjoyment.
所以我们说，只有去喜乐，你才会喜乐。
Only active participation will make one joyful.
所以我们要去主动的去操练去喜乐，这样只有这样，我们生命中的喜乐才会一天天的成长，能够让我们以喜乐去面对各样的处境，让我们能够活出和世人不一样的生命来。
Therefore, we need to actively train ourselves to rejoice, so the joy in life will grow. We can face every situation with joy, and we lift out our life differently from the world.
好，让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
谢谢你将主耶稣基督赐给我们，成为我们的救恩。
Thank you for Jesus Christ who became our salvation.
谢谢你也将喜乐来赐给我们，充满在我们的心里面。
Thank you for giving joy and in our heart.
也求神帮助我们，让我们靠着主，靠着圣灵来每天操练我们的喜乐。
Please help us to rely on our Spirit and the Lord to be joy.
也让我们用喜乐的生命来做主美好的见证。
Please allow us to have a joyful life to be a good witness to God, the Lord.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
And pray this in Jesus Christ's name, Amen.
Amen.
you, Brother Ma, for the message. Now it's time for offering. Can we have the ushers come up for offering?
All right, let us our hearts for prayer for the offering. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day that we can come together on Lord's Day to hear your word and to build ourselves up in your joy, Lord. We ask that today that we have joyful hearts as we cheerfully give of our money and our times to you, Lord. I just ask that everybody in their hearts will find it to be thankful in this time, in this season of thankfulness, to give back as well, so that your kingdom may be built. So, Lord, I just ask that you bless this offering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.